弟兄姐妹好，
请
你为我代祷。昨天晚上我做了一个噩梦。
Last night I had a bad dream.
好像是有一个人跟我说，你不配，你不配讲。
As one person told me, you are not worthy.
那其实也不是我愿意讲。
Not that I want.
但是我觉得我们在主里面有领受的话，我必须要把这见证讲出去。
But if in the Lord I receive anything, I need to give it out.
所以我一夜一直挣扎。
So one night I've been in struggle.
今天早上起来还有点好像精神不是很好像很清醒。
I'm very conscious this morning.
所以就是要请你们为我代祷。
I'm not very conscious this morning, so please pray for me.
那我们一起在主面前，我们寻求他的心意。
Let's seek before the Lord.
我们一起祷告。天父，我们感谢你，因为你是值得我们称颂的主。
Abba Father, we thank you because you are worthy of our praise.
我们今天能够呼叫你为阿爸父，乃是你把这儿子的灵放在我们心里里面。
Call out Abba Father is because the Spirit of the Son has entered us.
当我们一起来到你面前寻求主你自己的心意的时候，
As come to you together,
主求你再次跟我们显明，
we ask you to reveal to us,
也是再次跟我们说话，
to speak to us.
主我们知道你是已经是那得胜的主，
we know you are the Lord of victories.
主你已经战胜那恶魔，战胜罪，战胜死亡，
you have conquered the devil, you have conquered the sin, you have conquered death.
我们今天可以因着你的得胜，我们可以夸胜。
We can proclaim your victory because of your victory.
我们等候在你面前。
We wait before you.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们先看一处经文，在旧约。
Let's turn to the Old Testament.
历代志下。
Second Chronicle.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
这边讲到犹大的王约沙法的故事。
Talks about the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat.
这位王当他面临敌人的时候，我们看他里面的心智是如何。
We'll see his heart as he faced the enemy.
我们翻到二十章的话，我们先看第一节。
If you turn to chapter 20, we'll.First read verse 1.
此后摩亚人和亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。
After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Munites came to make war on Jehoshaphat.
第三节，约沙法便惧怕，定意寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告今时。
Verse 3. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah.
然后翻过来，我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
O our God, will you not judge them?For we have no power to face this vast enemy that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
14节到25节。那使耶和华的灵在会中临到利未人亚撒的后裔马探雅的的元孙耶利的曾孙比拿雅的孙子撒加利亚的儿子亚拿西。亚哈西。
Verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly.
第十五节，他说：“犹大众人、耶路撒冷的居民和约沙撒王，你们请听， 耶和华对你们如此说，不要因这大军恐惧惊惶，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
He said, Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who lived in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
第十七节，犹大和耶路撒冷人啊，这次你们不要征战，要摆阵站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，也不要惊惶。明日当出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
Verse 17, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem.Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you.
18-22节，约沙法就面伏于地，犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也俯伏在耶和华面前，叩拜耶和华。哥撒族和可拉族的利未人都起来，用极大的声音赞美耶和华以色列的神。次日清早，众人起来。往提哥雅的旷野去，出去的时候，约沙法站着说：“犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，要听我说，信耶和华你们的神，就必立稳；信他的先知，就必亨通。”约沙法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人，称颂耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华。说当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。众人方唱赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩亚人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。
Verse 18-22, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord.Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful.After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated.
24节犹大人来到旷野的望楼，向那大军观看，见尸横遍地，没有一个逃脱的。
Verse 24, when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped.
26-28, 第四日，众人聚集在比拉加谷，在那里称颂耶和华。因此那地方名叫比拉加谷，直到今日。犹大人和耶路撒冷人都欢欢喜喜地回耶路撒冷，约沙法率领他们，因为耶和华使他们战胜仇敌，就欢喜快乐。
Verse 26-28, On the fourth day they assembled in the valley of Baraka, where they praised the LordThis is why it is called the Valley of Baraka to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies.
还有28节我忘记念，他们弹琴鼓瑟吹号来到耶路撒冷，进了耶和华的殿。
Verse 28, they entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets.
从这个事件我们来看，是不是犹大他自己把这敌人打败呢？
From this event, we shall ask, did Judah themselves defeat the enemy?
这边不是，是耶和华帮他们做了得胜的征战。
Not so. It was the Lord who fight again for them.
很多时候我们得胜跟夸胜我们分不清楚。
Many times we confuse the victory with the proclamation of victory.
得胜是基督已经为我们已经为我们做了。
Victory is what Christ has done for us.
夸胜是我们属于他子民所需要做的。
To proclaim victory is we as his people we need to do.
很多时候我们信了主以后我们还是在那边做征战。
Many times, even after we believe in the Lord, we still fight.
我们不晓得我们要在主里面安息。
We don't know we need to rest in the Lord.
因为我们今天有已经可以夸主的得胜。
Because today, we have the victory we can claim.
所以我们今天看到约沙法王他面临这个三个敌人来攻打他的时候。
As we saw King Jehoshaphat as he faced three nations to attack him.
我们看到他首先是来到神的面前。
First he came before the Lord.
他在这边有一个祷告。
He had a prayer.
他说我们不知道怎么行我们的眼目单仰望你这是在十二节所说的。
He prayed, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
但是我们知道神的儿女愿意谦卑在主面前这样寻求的时候神的灵就降到一个先知的身上。
As the people of God humbled themselves, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one man.
这个人是祭司，就是亚哈西。
He is one of the Levites named Jehaziel.
他跟他们这么说：耶和华对你们如此说，不要因这大军恐惧惊惶，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
He said, listen, kings, do not be feared, because it is not your battle, but it's the Lord's.
很多时候我们还是自己在征战。
Many times we're still fighting the battle ourselves.
我们的经历是我们好像一次又一次被打败。
And our experience says, once again, we are defeated.
因为敌人实在是太强了。
Because it's a vast army.
不是我们可以抵挡得了。
It's not something we can contain.
所以我们看到约沙法王他怎么做呢？
So what did King Jehoshaphat do?
他有没有听这个祭司跟他讲要如此的做呢？
Did he listen to the Levite?
他听了。
Yes, he did.
他说这次你不要征战。只要摆正站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，也不要惊惶。明日当出去迎敌。
You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord will give to you.
神不是要我们去逃避。
God does not ask us to run away.
神也要我们出去迎敌。
God wants us to go out to face the enemy.
但是他有一个应许，就是耶和华与你们同在。
But with his promise that the Lord will be with you.
所以我们看到他们怎么做呢？
So what did they do?
他们就把这穿礼服的这些设立唱诗歌的人，称颂耶和华的使者，把他们放在这军队的前面。
They let those who have put on the splendor of holiness to go out at the head of the army.
这是很奇怪的很奇怪的做法，应该是军队在前面，然后这些乐队应该在后面。
It's a very strange arrangement. You would think the army should be ahead, and then the choir should follow.
但是这边却是在这边歌唱赞美神的这些乐队在前面。
But it was those who praised the Lord led the army.
当他们，圣经写得很直接，当他们赞美的时候，神他就做事。
As they began to sing and praise, the Lord worked.
而且在唱 唱歌赞美的时候，神的灵就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的这些敌人。
As verse 22 says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men.
所以这边有一个很重要的要诀。
There is a key.
当我们开始会赞美的时候，我们神他就做事。
If we start to praise, God will work.
神很多时候把我们放在难处里面。
Many times we are put into difficulty.
我们觉得我们实在是没有办法。
We feel we have no way out.
但是很多时候开始的时候我们还有点挣扎。
And we start to struggle.
我们还是有点办法。
We may still have something to hang on.
所以我们就做了一些计划，或者是做了一些该做的手续。
So we plan, we work.
但是很多时候我们的结果我们都知道。
But many times we know we have nowhere to go.
但是如果我们能够学习这约沙撒王，他是把赞美跟颂赞放在前面。
But if we can learn from Jehoshaphat to put singing and praise ahead,
神他就自己做征战的工作。
God will himself fight the battle.
你们有没有看到有这样的一个伏兵？然后我们又看到这些敌人可以彼此自相击杀。
We see the ambushes of the Lord.And we see the enemies fight against each other.
我相信只有神可以做这样的事。
Only God can do such work.
最后我们看到是尸横遍地，没有一个逃脱的。
In the end, it says, only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped.
只有神可以做这完全的得胜。
Only God can have the complete victory.
人可能没办法。
Maybe man has no way.
我们看到事情发生以后，他们去收取这些财物，一共收了三天。
When they went out, it took them 3 days to finish the plundering.
到第四天的时候，他们还有再一次的颂赞神。
And then on the 4th day, they praised God again.
所以我们在基督里面夸胜的话，这是第一个要诀。
So this is the key to proclaim the victory in Christ.
我们从这个王身上，我们学习到以颂赞和称谢而夸胜。
From this king, we know to give praise and thanks to the Lord to proclaim our victory.
这是我们要学习的。
That's what we need to learn.
第二个要诀，我们翻到新约，在哥罗西书第1章第11节。
Secondly, we turn to New Testament, Colossians chapter 1.
照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Verse 11 Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully.
其实12节的前半段也是我们所要念的，又感谢父。
Also the first part of verse 12.Giving thanks to the Father.
所以我们看到这边是凡事欢喜的忍耐宽容，我们也可以夸胜。
In everything have great endurance and patience, we can also proclaim the victory.
我们知道保罗在写这封书信的时候，他是在被捆绑中。
As we know, Paul was bound in prison when he wrote the letter.
但是他却可以说，我们要凡事欢喜的忍耐宽容。
But he could say,that you may have great endurance and patience in all things.
这是他发现的要诀。
That's a secret he discovered.
我们再看另外一位也是使徒，就是彼得，他是在彼得前书，我们看一下。
Another apostle, Apostle Paul.
Apostle Peter.
Peter, in 1 Peter.
我们看第一章第我们先看第四章好了，12节到13节，彼得前书第四章
Chapter 4 First Peter chapter 4 verse 12
12节13节。亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们， 不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you're suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
实在是我们记得尼希米记第八章十节，他说因耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
As we remember, Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
实在喜乐就是成了我们的力量。
The joy is our strength.
他们说这边说有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
Peter says, if there is painful trial you're suffering, do not be surprised.
很多时候我们觉得信了主以后应该是一帆风顺。
We thought after we believe in the Lord, everything should be smooth.
我们看到的就是神祝福再加祝福。
We should see blessing upon blessing.
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
所以一切的难处都没有了。
There should be no difficulty.
其实是应该是这样的。我们应该是超越的。
We should be overcome.
我们仔细想一下，为什么今天我们有这样的难处在我们当中？
If you think about our difficulties.
雅各第一章第二节他说，我们的弟兄，你们落在百般的试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
As James said, brothers, if you are in trials, you should be joyful.
这边有百般的试炼。
If you are in all kinds of trials.
所以很多时候我们是落在这些试炼里面。
Sometimes we are in these trials.
但是这边讲到我们要有大喜乐。
But he says you should be joyful.
很奇怪，神没有说在这边你们需要寻求什么，或者是要做些什么，他只有说你们要喜乐。
God did not say you need to do this or that. He only said you should be joyful.
这喜乐也是一个秘诀。
Joy is the key.
只有在主里面，我们可以看到如此的喜乐。
And that can be only found in the Lord.
我可以跟你们讲一个。我在这个礼拜所碰到一位姊妹的故事。
I can share with you what I received from a sister.
这个姊妹是住在东岸。
She lives in the east, on the east coast.
这个礼拜我有机会跟我的太太有机会跟她在一起。
I had time with her this week.
这个姊妹我们是从远东来的。
She's from the far east.
她嫁给一个也是从远东来的留学生，然后就住在东岸。
And was married to, same to another person from far east. They live on the east coast.
这位姊妹因为不是来这边留学的，所以她先生在这边留学，就好像各方面就轻看了这个姊妹。
She did not come here for school, so her husband was here for school, so he looked down to her.
记得好几年前我们去拜访他们的时候，从言谈当中他总是讲说，他不知道我们这多辛苦，他不知道我们怎么在这边生存下去多难。
And several years ago when we were having conversation, he always told her, she doesn't know how difficult it is.
那我跟我姊妹我们也不晓得怎么劝他们。
My wife and I don't know how to tell him.
那他们后来有两个孩子。
Later they have two kids.
很不幸，这两个孩子有自闭症。
Unfortunately, they had both of them had phobia.
讲话就是需要有一些特别的特别人来帮助他们学习话语。
They need special care even to learn how to speak.
那他的婆婆就开始说，哇，就是你。把这个不好的基因带到我们家来了。
And her mother-in-law blamed on her that she brought the bad genes.
她实在是在家里面不好受。
It was very hard for her in the family.
然后后来她说，她是因为是以前是学音乐的，所以她在那边附近学校就 找了一个音乐学院，开始想修一点课。
Her major had been music, so she took some courses in a college nearby.
在暑假时候，好不容易就是选了附近的一个学校，然后选好了指导教授，因为那个钢琴的教授非常好。
And then his professor was very very good.
那九月份要去上学了。
And then September the school will start.
去上学才发现学校通知他说你的指导教授已经去世了。
And then she found his advisor just passed away.
是艾滋病去世的。
Due to HIV.
那他要重新整个再申请，因为你们知道音乐学校是以教授，他们是以教授收学生为准，而不是收以系，所以他一切重来。
Because of that, she had to start all over and apply again.
好多的难处啊。
Many, many difficulties.
我这才讲一半而已。
This is only half of it.
后来这姊妹她有把学校读完。
Later, she finished her school.
但是要带这个孩子还是很困难，这两个孩子还是很困难。
But it was still very difficult for her to bring up the two kids.
两年前我听说她开始要做一个生意。
Two years ago, she wanted to start a business.
那时候我就想说，哇，她也要教钢琴，也要带孩子，然后还有先生，她怎么忙得过来呢？
So she needs to teach piano, bring the kids, take care of the kids, and help the husband. How could she manage all that?
前几天我才知道，她说她的时间表是这样的。
Two days ago, I knew her timetable.
她九点半到三点半教琴。
9:30 to 3:30, she teaches piano.
三点半到晚上十一点半到公司上班。
3:30 to 11:30 at night, she goes to work.
然后把产品做好，晚上开车连夜把东西送到大概120 mile 的地方。
And then at night she delivered the product to me.
从 DC area 一直送到 New York 上面 Connecticut 的地方。
From DC delivered to Connecticut.
然后在早上那个商店门还没开以前要把东西摆好。然后赶快撤退，因为门要开了。
And then before the shop opens, she needs to arrange and then leave.
他有 hire 一个墨西哥人的 driver.
She hired a Mexican driver.
他晚上十一点半下班以后，再跟那个 driver 一起开车开到从 DC 一直开到 Connecticut 去。
She gets off at 11:30 at night and then take a ride with the driver go to Connecticut.
这都是姊妹自己做的。
She did it all by herself.
那是不是做得很成功呢？
Was she successful?
他们开始有三个 partner.
They started with three partners.
做一半，一个 partner 忽然间来说他要走了。
And then not long after a partner left.
然后剩下两个人要挑三个人以前的工作跟这所有的投资。
And then two are left to do the work of three.
然后最近那个这个大公司又跟他说这些 road show 我们不接受了。
And then a big company told them we will not accept them for the road show.
我想大概基弟兄知道这个 road show 这个 turn 所以他没有办法撑下去了，那他就把这公司要卖掉。
She could not stand any further, so she had to sell the company.
他把这公司卖的期间，他先生是读也是做电脑方面工作的。
Her husband is in the computers.
那直到现在就是很不景气。
Because of the economy.
那他公司也被他的先生也被 lay off.
Her husband was laid off.
所以他实在是陷在两难里面。
So she's in a very hard situation.
但是上礼拜我看到他的时候，他说他满心感谢主。
Last week when I saw her, she said she was full of joy.
我说这又怎么说呢？
I said, how could you say that?
他说他的公司最后有三个 buyer 要来买。
She said, and in the end there were three buyers.
他说他不是卖给出价最高的。
She did not sell to the one with the highest bid.
他选那个是因为他也是啊族内的人。
She sold to a Christian.
他先生没有工作在家里，他劝他赶快回去远东去陪他的爸爸妈妈。
And his husband is at home, so she told her husband to go back to Far East to accompany her parents.
他自己照顾两个孩子，然后再照顾那个生意。
And she take care of the two kids and also the business.
他先生回去了一个月，他说：“哇，回来怎么不认得？已经吃得胖胖的。
”And her husband came back, became fatter.
我这个礼拜看到他说他瘦了好多。
And she went back in shape this after this week.
但是他蛮有喜乐的。
But she was full of joy.
在我跟我太太跟他们谈话的时候，电话来。
As we were having conversation, there were phone call coming in.
是他先生打电话来。
Her husband called her.
他先生已经在几个月前，我刚才忘记提，就已经找到事。
And her husband finally found a job.
我不是说他讲话里面的内容如何，我要所要提的是他现在跟他先生的关系已经不一样了。
And I found out her relationship with her husband has changed.
他说他感谢主给他这么多的磨练。
She said she thanked the Lord to give her so much test.
我可以从电话 conversation 里面听到他先生跟他谈话已经不是在像以前轻看他。
And I could also tell her husband is no longer the same attitude.
经过这一年半他在生意上的挫折，他说他感谢主。
After this year and a half, even though business failed, she said she thanked the Lord.
他说他学了许多。
She said she learned much.
他神把他的境界扩展。
God has enlarged her territory.
以前他开车不敢开过两个小时的地方。
In the past, she dared not to drive 2 hours long.
现在她可以连夜开十几个小时到另外一个城市去。
But now she can drive many hours to another city.
去过以前从来没有去过的城市。
To places she never went before.
接触许许多多人。
And get in touch with many people.
她说她现在已经把这个公司卖了。
She said she had sold the business.
她要好好的花时间在这两个孩子身上。
She wanted to spend more time on the kids.
多一点时间也可以在家里教点琴陪她先生。
And also spend more time at home with her husband.
她蛮肯定蛮有喜乐的。
She's really with joy.
我实在是为这个姊妹的见证我实在是很感动。
I'm very much moved by her testimony.
她来美国好像不像我们所想一帆风顺。
She didn't came here had a smooth journey.
但是我们看到这些患难、这些挫折、这些磨练，他觉得这是对他有益处的。
But all these adversities, all these tests were good to her.
我们看到他在主里面，他长进了许多。
And we found she had grown much in the Lord.
他实在是鼓励了我们。
She indeed encouraged me.
所以这边有个要诀，就是凡事欢喜的忍耐宽容而可以夸胜。
So here there is a key to have great endurance in all things.
是有百般的试炼。
Yes, there are all kinds of trials.
是有很多的有很大的试炼。
Even great trials.
但是这边跟我们讲的却是我们要有一个满足的喜乐。
But we shall have a full joy.
像在哥林多后书八章二节里面讲，我们要有虽然在患难中大受试炼的时候仍然有满足的快乐。
As 2 Corinthians chapter 8 says, even in great trial we shall still have full joy.
甚至在腓立比书四章四节那边讲到，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
And Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, you shall be joyful in the Lord.
这都是保罗他在最难处的时候，甚至在监狱的时候写这些书信。
These were all written by Paul in prison.
但是他写的喜乐不是平常的喜乐，是大大的喜乐，是满足的喜乐，或者是常常喜乐。
But she was talking about joy, great joy, full joy, and joy constantly.
这是一个夸胜的夸胜的要诀。
That is a secret of proclaiming victory.
我们也记得在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节，他说：“凡事谢恩。”
Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 said, "Give thanks always."
而且哥罗西书第三章十七节，他说：“我们要借着他感谢父神，他就是我们的主耶稣基督。”
Colossians chapter 3 says, "We shall give thanks often to the Lord, to God in Christ Jesus."
尼措森弟兄曾经讲到。可以过凡事谢恩、凡事赞美的生活，就是三层天的生活。
President Watchman Nee used to say, "If you can live with praise and joy, you are living in the third heaven."
我还不晓得这样的生活是如何，不过我愿意尝一尝。
I don't know what kind of life that is, but I'm willing to taste it.
凡事谢恩、凡事赞美。
In all things, give thanks and praise.
第三个要诀，我们看到彼得前书第四章第一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1。
主不是说我们就两手摊在那不做一些事，这边神也要我们拿起一个兵器。
We are not told to lie down and do nothing. Here it says we have a weapon.
什么样的兵器呢？
What kind of weapon?
这边说基督既在肉身受苦。你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Here it says, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
这边讲什么东西作为兵器呢？
What shall we arm ourselves with?
这兵器是。主他在肉身受苦的那个心智是我们的兵器。
It is the attitude of the suffering of Christ.
这个字心智还可以说另外一个英文字是 mind.
That attitude is, could also be translated as mind.
所以这个心智也可以做我们的兵器。
That mind can be our weapon. We can arm ourselves with.
你们有没有想过基督受苦这样的心智如何能做我们的兵器呢？
Do you know the mind of the suffering of Christ can be our weapon?
我们知道主耶稣他已经为我们钉在十字架上。
We know our Lord was crucified on the cross.
他在十字架上为我们所成就的，今天我们可以夸胜。
What he has done for us, we can proclaim today.
只要我们的眼目单单的仰望他。
If our eyes could be upon him.
我们就能够夸胜。
We can proclaim the victory.
像在彼得前书第五章第七节这边所说的，我们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
As in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you."
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion.
遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Looking for someone to devour.
我们继续看下去第九节，他这边说你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering.
昨天晚上我要睡觉的时候，我最小的女儿拿一本书来给我看，叫我读给她听。
I was reading bedtime story to my daughter.
我帮她读完以后，她去睡了，但是我这个故事却留在我心里面。
I read the story, she went to sleep, but the story imprinted in my heart.
我也愿意把这故事跟你们讲。
I would like to share with you also.
这个故事是三棵树的故事。
Talk about three trees.
这三棵树长在山坡上。
The three trees were on a hill.
当他们还小的时候，每一棵树，他们都有自己愿望。
When they were young, they all had their own dreams.
第一棵树，他说：“将来我长大以后，我木材，我要让一个木匠做成一个 可以装宝石的一个箱子。
The first she said, after I grow up, I want to be in the hands of the carpenter to make me a box.
所以里面
hold treasure.
里面可以放金银或者是放一些最宝贵的东西。
You can put gold, silver, or precious things in it.
这是她的愿望。
That was its dream.
第二棵树。
Second tree.
她说她有一个愿望。
It also had a dream.
她说她长大以后，她将来她的身上的木材要能够做一艘大船，然后上面可以载一些就是一些名贵的人甚至君王，然后在大海里面航行。
It wanted to be made into a huge ship and maybe kings can take the ship.
而且刚才讲了还要在大海里面航行。
And to sail in the sea.
他说觉得他这样的话是最有用的。
That would be the most useful.
第三棵树他 有一个愿望，他说我要长在这个山坡上。
And the third tree, he said, I want to stay on this mountain.
我要长得又高又大，超过其他的树。
I want to be tall above all other trees.
所有人来到这山坡的时候一看就可以看到我。
Everyone, when they look at the hill, they will see me.
然后会称赞我说，哇，这棵树怎么这么大，长得这么漂亮。
And they will marvel, it's such a great, huge tree.
这是这第三棵树的愿望。
That's the dream of the third tree.
时间过去。
Time went by.
有下雨，有太阳。
There was rain, there was sun.
这三棵树都长大。
All of them grew up.
有一天，有一群在砍木材的人上来了。
One day, many people came to take the wood.
到了第一棵树那边，他说这棵
the first tree.
这棵树大概可以收获了。
We can cut it down.
就把它砍下来。
So they cut it down.
然后这些木材送到一个木匠的家里。
And the wood was shipped to a carpenter's house.
他觉得说这木匠开始要把它做成一个宝盒的箱子。
And he thought the carpenter will make him into a precious box, a treasure box.
但是做好了以后，他觉得说他自己是一个为牲畜的一个槽子。
And then he found he was a manger.
他觉得很失望，很痛苦。
He was very struggling.
难道我的一生就是来喂一些动物吗？
Am I supposed to be the manger of animal?
那这些就是好像农夫把这饲料放在我里面，然后动物来吃，这就是我的一生吗？可以贡献的吗？
Farmer will put the food of the animal, and is that it? Is that what I should be used for?
有一天，有一家人进来。
One day a family came.
看到这个牧草。
They saw the manger.
那个太太说：“哎，这牧草我们可以用。”
The wife said, "We can use this manger."
他就把这牧草清干净。
And she cleaned up the manger.
上面放了一些稻草。
Laid down some straw.
然后他听到有一个 baby 的声音。
And then the manger heard the cry of the baby.
然后这个 baby 就放到这个马槽里面来了。
The baby was put into the manger.
他当初说他要装的是最宝贵的东西。
The wood itself said he wanted to hold the most precious thing.
他不晓得他今天就是在装这个王。
He didn't realize he was there holding the king.
我们看第二棵树。
And then the second tree.
他本要就是他觉得一生的贡献是能够做一艘大船。
He wanted to turn himself into a large ship.
对，他也被砍下来了。
He was also cut down.
他被拖到海边。
Held beside the sea.
到了一个造船厂。
To a ship factory.
他觉得他的愿望已经快实现了。
And he felt he was so close to his dream.
开始这些工匠就把他锯成一个样子，然后做成一艘船。
The man came, they made him into a ship.
但是他自己一看，怎么会这么小呢？
But he looked at himself, it was such a small boat.
而且这个船好像是来捕鱼用的。
Looks like it's a fishing boat.
这个不可能让君王可以来坐的。
It impossible for a king to sit in there.
而且做好以后就把他拖到一个小海边。
And hauled him into a very small lake.
后来就是渔人就开始用他来打鱼。
And fishermen start using it to be their fishing boat.
每天装的就是一些死的臭的鱼。
Every day was a smelling fish.
他觉得说啊，我这一生实在是很痛苦，跟我的愿望完全相反。
He felt this is not what I wanted.
有一天在船上坐满了人。
One day the boat was full of people.
他觉得很诧异，我这小船怎么会坐这么多人。
He was very surprised, how come there are so many people on this small boat?
然后这个船就被驶到这个湖中。
And the boat went into the middle of the sea.
忽然间有狂风大浪。
Suddenly there was a great storm.
这个小船觉得它快撑不住了。
And it felt it almost would give up.
上面又这么多人，他自己觉得快好像快折断。
And there were so many people on it, he felt he would be overturned.
很奇怪，这船上大家都很惊慌，只有一个人睡在那里。
But strangely, one man was sleeping while others were panicked.
后来这很多惊慌的人把那个睡醒的人叫醒了。
And they finally woke this man up.
然后看到这个醒来的人，他斥责风浪。
The man woke up and rebuked the wind and the sea.
哎，风浪停了。
And the wind and the wave went away.
这船它也没有断了，也没有坏。
And the boat was fine.
他不晓得他今天在的是那位主跟他的门徒。
He didn't realize he was holding the Lord and his disciples.
第三棵树。
The third tree.
他想在那山坡上长的是最高最大的。
He wanted to be the tallest tree on the mountain.
很不幸，这个砍木头人的斧头也落在这棵树上。
But unfortunately, the axe was on it also.
这棵树也倒下来了。
He went down.
然后啊。这个砍木头人就把它砍成一段一段，
and he was cut into pieces,
然后就把它摆在一边，
and was laid aside,
然后堆成一堆，
became a pile.
他觉得他这一生完了，
he felt it's over,
完全跟他原初的盼望完全不一样，
completely different from what he had expected.
他不是站在山坡，他今天是躺在一堆里面。
He's no longer on the mountain, he's now lying on the ground.
有一天
One day,
好像有兵丁来到他这一堆木材的旁边，
Soldiers came to the wood pile,
从里面抽出两条，
they took two pieces,
把它垂直的钉，
they put them together,
然后就拖到好像是一个刑场，
and poured into as if an execution place.
然后好像有一个人好像身上被打了遍体鳞伤，
One man full of wounds.
然后他就背着这个木头往前走，
He was holding the wood, the tree.
他身上的血就是在这木头上面流下，
The blood was drifted along the wood.
他的汗也是在这木头上面流下，
And he sweated.
他不晓得到底是怎么回事，
He didn't know what happened.
他被拖到那个山头上，
He was moved into a mountain.
然后兵丁就把这个木架子就立起来，
And the soldiers lifted up this frame.
然后这个人也跟着他就立起来了，
The man was lifted up also.
虽然好像这木头已经沾满了血，沾满了汗，
And the tree was with blood and sweat.
但是下面怎么会有那么多人在看他呢？
How come there are so many people watching?
哦，原来他今天在上面的人是那位被钉的耶稣。
Finally, he realized it was Jesus who was crucified on the cross.
这三棵树的愿望都达到。
All three trees fulfilled their dreams.
对他们来讲，好像跟他们原初的他们的梦想完全不一样。
To them, they had different experience differently from their dreams.
但是第一棵树它装的不是金银宝石，但是它是装的最宝贵的。
first tree did not hold gold or silver, but he held the most precious.
就像我们的宝贝放在瓦器里一样。
As a treasure in an earthen vessel.
第二棵树，它不是成了那个大船可以在大海里面航行的。
The second tree did not turn out to be a great ship.
它也不是在的君王，或他想象的君王，但是今天它是实在是在的那位王。
It did not sail in a big sea. It did not hold any king, but indeed he held that king.
第三棵树，他要人家来瞻仰，说哇，这棵树好伟大。
The third tree wanted others to look at him and marvel.
但是今天很多人在看的是他上面挂着那个人。
But today many indeed came to look at the man hanging on him.
如果你今天我们还没有成为像三棵树一样，不是在盛装这位王，或者是我们在承载的这位君王，或者是我们今天我们是能够让这位主耶稣他的宝血好像我们是啊挂的，让主耶稣挂的那十字架。
If today you're not letting the Lord to be on you,
或者我们不在我们想象里面，我们的生，我们的对我们的生命的盼望是如此。
And if we expect our life to be such way,
我们实在是需要，我们实在是需要像这三棵树，他们后来被使用的方法。
We need to be like these three trees.
我们需要接受这位主。
We shall receive this Lord.
我们需要就是有他的宝血。
We need his blood.
虽然好像这木头觉得我的木头上面怎么会染了这血斑斑的血呢？
The wood didn't understand the meaning of the blood.
但是我们看到这三棵树都被使用了。
These three trees, in a way, they are used.
我们在美国的生活里面。
Our life in the United States.
实在是很多时候我们觉得有很多的苦处。
Many times we feel we're so difficult.
但是如果我们愿意被主所使用，
But if we're willing to be used by the Lord,
他是得胜的主，
He is the Lord of victory.
我们可以因他而夸胜，
We can proclaim his victory.
我们今天我们一起看了这三个秘诀。
Today we looked at these three secrets.
第一个我们要知道是如何做称颂和称谢。
First to give praise and thanks to the Lord.
而且第二个，我们要凡事能够欢喜的忍耐宽容。
Secondly, have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father.
第三个，我们很重要的就是要把这兵器我们要预备好。
Thirdly, we need to arm ourselves with the weapon.
这兵器乃是基督在肉身受苦的心智当作兵器。
Which is the mind of Christ suffering in his body.
让我们在主面前我们被他雕削，被他使用。
May we be carved and used by the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，因为你再次跟我们说话。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your speaking.
让我们在难处的时候知道如何的赞美和称谢。
Let us know how to give thanks and praise in difficulty.
在患难试炼的时候，我们也能够欢喜快乐。
And to have endurance and joy in trials.
而且这喜乐是大大的喜乐，是长长的喜乐。
And it's a great joy, constant joy.
而且更是满足的喜乐。
Also a full joy.
而且求主让我们知道如何把这兵器穿上。
And to help us to know how to arm ourselves.
这兵器乃是基督在肉身受苦的心智。
With the mind of Christ suffering in his body.
主教导我们过那三重天的生活。
Oh, teach us to live in the third heaven.
凡事感恩。
Giving thanks in all things.
凡事赞美。
Praise in all things.
谢谢你奉我所有的名求。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.